And we're back. Hey, and I did see that the Wisconsin State Kangaroo Supreme Court is going to take up the mask mandate and end it for sure. And I'm sure they're probably doing it virtually.
Yeah, it's real timely, too. They'll be there. They'll be at home. They won't have to be in a public place, but they'll tell us we got to take our masks off here in Dane County.
Yeah, and then I started talking about Rebecca Bradley, and somehow I envisioned Robin Voss and her hooking up somehow. I wouldn't be surprised. Anyway, I see, you know, Bill.
There's an image for you.
You can't forget that one. Bill in Oconomowoc. Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. And Sam, maybe I've got some material for your signs.
Huh?
You know, the cost of material for your signs. Cost of ignorance is what I wanted to speak on this morning, just in 1 minute. The Republican Party is the Grand Canyon for ignorance. That ignorance in COVID and with Robin Voss, they've cost us collectively trillions of dollars. They don't believe in our military. They don't believe in our FBI. They don't believe in our CIA. They don't believe in our doctors. And they don't believe in our science. That's flat ignorance. I was with a guy yesterday who's an anti-vaxxer, and he just went off the deep end when I said, why don't you think of others instead of yourself? He's an anti-vaxxer. I couldn't believe the level of ignorance of those people. And thanks, Mike. You pointed out every day, especially with our buddy Robin Voss, the poster child for birth control. Thanks, and have a good day.
Hey, thank you, Bill. And you're right. Bill's always right. He's on our side. Hey, you know, going back to the January 6th thing, I saw your article about what the military is predicting.
Yeah, I mean, this is a story that came out at the Washington Post again yesterday. It was on MSNBC. A couple generals are warning that there's another coup coming in 2024. We should prepare for it now. And unlike the last one, this one would split the military. Half the military would be for for Biden if he wins again, or the Democrat if the Democrat wins again, and the other half would be for the Republican, and then we'd be at a civil war situation. And that was a pretty picture.
Well, some of us have already kind of envisioned, you know, where the day where some of these guys are already coming out of the woods, Proud Boys going to the Capitol. The civil war is already on. I mean, it's anything but civil.
And Steve Bannon is planning for this.
Oh, yeah.
Steve Bannon is planning
I saw that.
For a fascist takeover of the United States. And that's what he's been pushing. That's his agenda. He's a fascist through and through. He goes to Europe and hangs out with fascists there. And he's been playing the fascist card here in the United States. We got to remember, some of us were warning about a coup last time and we're told, you know, shut up. There's no coup happening after November 3rd. Well, look, there was a coup happening. And there are plans underway right now on the far right to change our country from a democracy to something a lot worse, like a fascist state. And if we aren't aware of what's going on, if we don't mobilize to oppose what's going on, if we don't get everybody on our side to oppose this in a united front, we're going to be facing something really grotesque in 2024.
No, wait, was Bannon one of the convicted and pardons?
He was one of the pardons.
So was Flynn, another freak. You know, these guys are working for Putin, everybody.
And Flynn wanted martial law.
Yeah, there's a sign, Republicans, the party of Putin. If you got any arguments, go look at your Newsmax magazine talking about him being like the greatest leader in the world.
Flynn also was, along your lines, you know, we're a Christian nation.
One religion under God. I don't believe in that God. See, that's why I'm not into it. I'm more into, like, you know, the passion of a Jesus Christ, you know, who, you know, the one we're celebrating this supposedly this weekend if you're a Christian in this country, right? And it's all about sucking up gifts and getting things that you want. It just blows my mind, these pagan holidays. I've always, you know, for the last, I don't know why it's so easy for me to say F Christmas and Easter too, you know, because it's all a joke. And just naturally, I guess, my son and his family, they're not, like, you know, celebrating these pagan holidays the way we did when I was younger. And I'm kind of glad. It's not like they feel left out or anything. They're not really into turkey or ham. Okay. You know, I don't know. I just don't know what to say about society anymore. It's just this greed and grab all, and you might as well, because we're going on our way out. So just keep going.
I mean, there's that going on, but there's this new thing, this fascist drive just to overturn democracy, this anti-democracy movement. That's what it really is. We see it here in Wisconsin. I mean, Timothy Rampton, assembly rep, who wants us to withdraw our electoral college votes a year afterwards. There's nothing in the Constitution that allows that, but that is part of this whole play.
Well, if you want to see how to do every single thing wrong, look to Wisconsin Republicans. They're doing it all. I mean, how could you, gerrymandered or not? Not everybody could be wealthy and benefiting from this somehow. I mean, I guess you benefit from your hate and your racism and your drunkenness. I don't know what it is.
And like the last caller said, the irrationality. I mean, it's hard to have a functioning democracy when there's this so much irrationalism about COVID, about the election, you know, the QAnon folks. I mean, there's just anti-vaxxers. There's just the level of craziness is off the charts. And you combine that with the other threats, white nationalism, you know, the Trump cult. And, you know, and then we have the inequality that you've been fighting your whole adult lifetime, Mike.
It's spinning faster and faster and faster. It's kind of funny, you know, I thought we were doing good for a while, you know. I must have relaxed. I wasn't really politically minded or, you know, activism was not like my main goal in life. Again, it was nature. I always, you know, just wasted my time out there with nature.
Well, that's not a waste of time. that's rejuvenating.
Well, it's part of the things that's got me to be, you know, I have to accept the things I cannot change and try to change the things that I can, you know. Been doing that for years. You know, it's kind of hard to let go of the things you're really bad at. What is it about that? I mean, I've done it for so long, I'm really bad at it. You know, I might as well just keep doing it. But somewhere along the line, it changed, I think, for me. Was I looked inside myself. I had to buck up to all my failures and say, you know, you really, you know, you didn't succeed in your marriage and your family. That's just a horrible thing, and you're going to have to carry that with you. And for the first 5 years, I buried it and didn't deal with it because it was difficult. It's like, I got to go to work extra hard and send money to my children, but I'm looked down on as like this scumbag, you know. And back then, they, you know, you didn't get the father's rights, but you could get grandparents' rights because, you know, the father, he was a bastard, right? You know, I don't know what it was, but I'm so glad that my mom and dad were able to go down and see my two sons when they were little, and my oldest son remembers it, and you know, I feel horrible about my second son. I have no relationship with him. We've never been in the same room together, and it hurts, okay? It really does. But, you know, if I ever get that chance, I'm still trying to send him, you know, messages through Messenger on Facebook. You know, he's doing really well. I'm proud of him, proud of both my children. They're just like we were in our family, you know, let the kid do what he is. You know, some people are going to go to college and be professionals, and some people are going to, you know, have a big family and do pretty good on the crypto thing.
Well,
I mean, how, my mom's always
worried.
You've
dealt with your stuff, though, Mike. Well, you've dealt with it, and,
yeah.
And more power to you.
Oh, Monday I got to deal with my next checkup. But I feel pretty damn strong, to be honest with you. And I think that's because I'm happy with where I am.
Well, you know? Good luck on the checkup, and have a happy new year.
Well, I'm going to be here a while, I think.
Not
today.
So.
We're almost done. Luke says we got a minute. But thanks again, Matt, for coming in. And Crudy, if you're listening, man, anytime you need help, Matt and I want to come in. We just love talking, no matter what it is about. But
no extra charge either.
Right. See, that's what I tell people. It's not politics if you're not getting paid for it, right? And you're not out there, you know, threatening people or, you know, throwing rocks or anything. It's just you're out there spewing the truth. And that must be why I just am able to skate through so many situations. You know, I've got a shield over me. Some kind of... I don't want to come anywhere near that guy's shield is what it is. Thanks again, Matt, for letting us fill in. Matt Flynn, Devil Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. And I won't be on, I don't think, till the 1st of January. See you then, folks.